Oasis Audio presents A Horse Named Dragon by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Dare to Dream. 6-year-old Benny Alden bolted awake in the middle of the night. Where was he? He sat straight up in bed. His heart drummed. This wasn't his bed. Far away, a horse whinnied. Benny breathed a deep sigh. Now he remembered. He was on vacation with his brother and sisters at the Dare to Dream Ranch. This was their first night sleeping in the bunkhouse. But what woke him? Benny slid out of bed, careful not to wake his big brother Henry asleep in the top bunk. He tiptoed past his sisters. 12-year-old Jesse's arm flopped over the side of the top bunk. In the bunk below, 10-year-old Violet cuddled her stuffed panda. The girls did not stir as Benny tiptoed past. At the window, Benny pulled aside the curtain and peered out. The sliver of moon gave off little light. Benny could barely see the large barn in the distance. Far away, the horse whinnied again, but Benny could not see any horses. He listened to the night sounds. Crickets chirruped. Soft winds creaked the rocking chairs on the bunkhouse porch. Wait, were those voices? Whispers? Benny listened hard. A sudden gust of wind rustled the trees. He didn't hear any more voices. Maybe what he'd heard was just the sound of the wind. The horse whinnied a third time. Benny heard a faint clip-clop of hooves. A truck engine started up. He listened as the truck drove away.